Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Welcome to another edition of the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside David Lee and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group, serving you in Northwest Arkansas. Thanks for checking us out today, and of course, for past podcasts, you can always visit mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. The number one, of course. Some people can confuse that. So, mach-1financial.com. And, David, today I want to talk about a popular buzzword that's out there these days, and that is safe money. It seems like there are a lot of different definitions about what safe money is and as it relates to their savings. I've heard a lot of radio shows that are out there called safe money. And so I just want to talk a little bit about safe money, and I want to specifically know, what are some different ways that you see people defining safe money?
Well, the way we see different people defining safe money, when I assume what you mean is like different advisors, because
right,
the average retail client, in my experience, has essentially no definition of what they no uniform definition of what they would consider safe money. They're usually just going off whatever their advisor or their friend has told them. What I've seen is, as a rule of thumb, stocks are usually considered risk. Bonds have historically been considered the quote unquote safe money, or, you know, CDs, cash, things like that. So typically it's the fixed income producing investment vehicles that have historically been considered safe money, or investment vehicles that don't have any exposure to market volatility, such as CDs and cash. So now, as far as what my definition of it is.
Right. That's the important thing there is, yeah, what you define it as.
Yeah. I don't consider bonds, for my definition, in my opinion, I don't consider bonds, or especially bond funds, to be part of that safe money definition, because, as you probably know, bonds are interest rate sensitive. As interest rates go up, bond values go down. And while it's true that if you hold the bond to maturity, and as long as that underlying company that your money is loaned to through the bond, as long as they don't go bankrupt before you're able to, collect your principal back on your bond at maturity, then you are guaranteed to get your money back plus interest over that time. But between purchase date and maturity date, the value of that bond will fluctuate up and down based on interest rate movements. If interest rates go up, the value of the bond goes down. And so that's one reason I don't consider it safe, is the value of it can fluctuate over time. And the other reason is because the underlying company could default on the bond and you could lose it. So it does not meet the definition of safe in my mind, because to me, safe money means you don't have any risk of loss of principal. In other words, for example, a bank account or a bank CD would meet the definition of safe money in my mind, because you've got that FDIC protection on your money, so that even if your bank goes under, you're protected up to the FDIC limit. I think it's $250,000 now, but you're protected up to that maximum cap under FDIC. So now, if you go above that, you know, if you got significantly more than that, the bank, then that to me also would not meet the definition of safe money. But up to that insured amount, it qualifies as the definition of safe money, because you don't have any market risk, you don't have any volatility, you're not subject to interest rate risk, and you don't even have any risk of loss if the underlying issuer, i.e. the bank, goes under, because you're protected up to that FDIC limit. So on that note, insurance companies, specifically fixed annuities and indexed annuities, also meet my definition of safe money, because again, with a fixed or an indexed annuity, you don't have market risk, you don't have volatility risk, you don't even have interest rate risk like you do on a bond, and you are protected. Each state has their certain limits that the insurance guarantee fund will protect up to. So as long as you stay under that limit, you know, to me that meets the definition of truly safe money. So that's what I look for. I look for investment vehicles where you don't have volatility risk, you don't have interest rate risk, and you've got some sort of backstop protection on the product.
And something I think that you said that is important to note earlier is that most of the other definitions out there are coming from advisors, not consumers, because it's only advisor to explain to you as the consumer what safe money is, right? That's sort of the purpose of, you know, of having a financial advisor. And so something else that I often wonder if people have an accurate understanding of is how much risk they have in their portfolio. Do you think most people have an accurate understanding of that?
No. The vast majority of people out there have no, don't have the first clue of what risk they have in their portfolios. So that's another area where we can bring a lot of value to you. We can do what's called a risk analysis of your portfolio, where we use an independent third party that analyzes the risk in your portfolio using, there's a number of ways to calculate portfolio risk, from standard deviation to which we won't get into all the details and bore you with that. But anyway, we can do an objective, independent, third-party risk analysis of your portfolio and compare it to the risk that would be involved in some of the strategies that we would recommend. And again, like we've talked about in previous episodes here, we recommend a portfolio that consists of a combination of zero risk safe money that meets the definition of safe money that we just talked about, where we would put money into either a traditional fixed rate annuity or a fixed index annuity where you don't have market risk. Then we would complement that with a equity strategy where we buy an index fund, but we hedge the downside so that you have a certain maximum defined amount of money at risk, or a defined percentage at risk. That's called a hedged equity strategy. Then we blend in a high probability option strategy for the purpose of having some exposure to a strategy that's not correlated to the market, meaning it doesn't depend on the market to go up or even down to make money. It can make money whether the market's up, down, sideways, or whatever. And then we blend in certain tactical investment strategies that buy stocks at certain times or get out of the market at certain times based on certain algorithms or certain math defined criteria. But when you put all of those things together, we can show you how much you have at risk percentage wise. And it's prudent to do that. Think about it this way. Most of you out there probably own a home. And if you own a home, and especially if you have a mortgage on that home, you have a hedge against loss on that home, right? It's called a homeowner's insurance policy. If you have a mortgage with the bank requires you to have that policy. And even if you didn't have a mortgage, if you own your home free and clear, there's a good chance you probably still have it insured, because it would be imprudent not to. In other words, it would be unwise to have such a large investment and then have it at risk if a flood came or a tornado came or a fire or what have you. So just like you wouldn't think of having a large investment such as a house and having no downside protection on it, you shouldn't think of having a lot of money in an investment portfolio and not having the first clue about how much you could stand to lose if the market went down 20, 30, 40%. So we can define how much risk you're taking in a portfolio for you, and we can, and more importantly, we can compare for you how much risk you're taking in your existing portfolio versus what the risk would be if you worked with us. And I think you'll see in the vast majority of cases that I've seen, there's a huge difference in our favor. So if you don't know what you don't know, come in and talk to us, and we can do that risk analysis for you, and I think it'll be eye-opening.
And on that note, David, can you give an example of a client who needed more safety in their portfolio, somebody who came in and maybe their money was more at risk than they originally thought?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got this couple named, we'll call them Sam and Melissa, and they came in not too long ago, and they had a portfolio that was managed by another advisor that they had been working with for some time. But they had heard some of the things that we talk about on the, you know, through this podcast and some of the other forms of advertising that we do. And they just said, well, you know, let's take them up on that offer and we'll do this risk analysis of our portfolio. And long story short, when we did the risk analysis using a program that we use called Hidden Levers, we found that their downside risk was quite a bit more than they thought. It was more than 20%. I'm going off of memory here, but it was more than, it was 20 something percent on the downside. And they had no idea. You know, they thought they had told their advisor that they were, you know, pretty conservative, moderately conservative. And so they didn't think that they had that much risk on the downside. And I was able to compare what they were doing to what we would do. And I was able to show them that, hey, we can get you essentially, you know, kind of the same type rate of return that you've been getting, but with less than half that risk. And so that was really eye-opening for them to see that, oh, wow, you know, we can get this same type rate of return with a whole lot less risk. So that's what we do. It's because not all portfolios are equal. When you make an investment, what all of us do when we make an investment, we're hoping for a return. But what we're really taking when we make an investment is we're taking an amount of risk, just like you do when you get in a car, right? You get in a car to go to your destination because it's going to get you there quicker, but you're taking a calculated risk, right? I mean, there's a chance, albeit small, that you could have a major accident and get hurt or die, but you're willing to take that risk because the risk of loss or the risk of injury or whatever is relatively low, especially compared to the time saved to get to your destination. So that's what we do. We help people, you know, figure out how much risk it's going to take to get to their destination safely. And we show them how to take the minimum amount of risk. Like in your vehicle, you would obviously, you want to make sure you're driving a vehicle with good tires that's been well maintained, and you're going to wear your seatbelt, you're going to drive the speed limit, you're going to follow the rules of the road. That's going to get you to your destination safely. But if you had something that was, you know, in bad shape or had a lot of blind spots, didn't have a seatbelt, you know, there's a ton of play in the steering wheel. All those factors would make it a more dangerous car to drive. You still might get to your destination on time and safely, but how much risk did you take getting there, right? That's what we do for people. We show them that, look, there's a better way to do this. You can still get to your destination safely, but you can do it. You can still get to your destination on time, but you can do it a lot safer than what you're currently doing.
Calculated risk is, in fact, the name of the game. Come in for a visit with David Lee and his team at Mach 1 Financial Group and find out how you, too, can get safely to the destination you're trying to reach. Give them a call at 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. And when you come in, you can learn what it looks like to get to the destination safely without taking on so much risk that should the market plummet, well, you won't get to the end of your retirement with enough income. So come in for a visit. Make sure that that you will have enough income to get to the finish line. One more time, that number to call is 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.